KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court has upheld the law that bans TikTok in the United States if it's not sold by its Chinese parent company. That ban set to take effect Sunday. ABC's Devin Dwyer in Washington has more on the court's decision.
The justices explain at length how a law like this one meets a significant government interest of protecting the United States' national security for a number of concerns over Chinese collection of Americans' data and also their use, alleged use of the platform to spread propaganda in the United States.
President-elect Donald Trump says TikTok was one subject he discussed in a phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, along with trade and fentanyl. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas just needs Israeli government ratification. It would see 15 months of fighting stop and 33 hostages released. Calmer weather in Southern California helping firefighters. Searches also continue for human remains. 18 people are still missing. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. After the weekend, we'll have a new presidential administration. President-elect Donald Trump has promised mass deportations that he says will start immediately. And at least one local advocacy group says they'll be prepared. Dane Sanctuary Coalition says they're working with the Dane County Office of Immigration Affairs to protect immigrants here in the Madison area. That coalition is made up of Centro Hispano, Voces de la Frontera, and local faith communities. Meanwhile, Dane County officials are worried that people who are here illegally will stop reaching out for services and help when they need them. That's especially true when it comes to law enforcement. But Sheriff Calvin Barrett and District Attorney Ishmael Ozan want people to know they're separate from the federal government. When someone is getting services from the county, their immigration status doesn't matter. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement labels the Dane County Sheriff's Office a non-cooperative agency. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, people who are here illegally are less likely to commit a crime than natural-born U.S. citizens. In fact, multiple studies now indicate that increasing immigration in communities with inclusive policies can actually lower crime rates overall. Data from the University of Maryland shows 63% of Wisconsin voters prefer a path to citizenship over mass deportation. And that's true on both sides of the aisle. Even a majority of Wisconsin Republicans prefer a pathway to citizenship. It's estimated that 70% of Wisconsin's dairy workforce is made up of immigrants. Meanwhile, fewer guns were confiscated from Wisconsin airports last year. The new report just came out from the TSA. It shows that in 2024, agents stopped 29 guns from going through security checkpoints across the state. In 2023, that number was 36. But actually, here in Madison at the Dane County Regional Airport, the numbers have risen slightly. Agents there seized 4 guns in 2023 and 6 in 2024. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth and the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a 2-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uecker to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you have reason to believe that the Prime Minister was delaying agreement with a ceasefire for his own politics and with the political knowledge that a ceasefire would help your reelection campaign or Vice President Harris's presidential campaign?
No, I don't think it had to do with it to help our campaign versus Trump. I don't think that was his calculus.
I do too.
but he's a better man than
I am.
He's
a diplomat.
He's a much bigger man than I am. All right, look who's here. Sexy liberal weekend. I mean, come on.
Come on. We about to do it.
Francis right. Is debuting a fantastic new hairdo for Sexy yes. Liberal DC.
Yes, I'm in the witness protection program for the next 4 years.
I have sparkly silver nails.
We're all excited. Beautiful.
Because I'm wearing a sparkly silver dress. Aren't
nice.
We excited? We're excited. We're excited. Ooh. And what a lineup we have. We had Tara Settmeyer on yesterday, who's fantastic. And I did warn her that I somehow see you two jacking her up against the bar at the end of the night going, you just stay in the light with us now, sister. You do not go back to the... We have more Republicans on this panel than we've ever had at Sexy Liberal before.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Former Republicans, Tara Settmeyer, George Conway, Olivia Troy. But, you know, courageous democracy warriors. I mean, Harry, how amazing is it to have Harry Dunn tomorrow night?
Oh, man.
I mean,
that's an honor.
Jamie Raskin, JoJo from Jurors, just a lot of all the people that were, you know, are just, I keep saying about courage being contagious and cowardice being contagious, and they're all modeling courage, aren't they, in mm-hmm. this new, you know, whatever you want to call it. Do you have a sense of foreboding about Monday, Frangela?
Look, I think I have put myself in a cell that I created. I'm on lockdown. It's for everyone's safety.
Sure, yeah.
It's for everyone's safety. It's not just my own or my family. It's for everybody's safety that I just remain unable to make important decisions for a minute.
Yeah. As soon as the show is over on Saturday night, I'm going down to Mexico and hide.
You are not.
They're going to send you there anyway. I don't know why you don't let them do it on their dime.
No, but I, you know, we're just talking to John Fugel saying that I'm not just saying this cause to be self-serving. Your voices, our voices, all of them are going to be really important now because humor, as you guys know, in your lives, it's our biggest weapon. It helps us keep our sanity and it helps other people and it helps them show we're not effing afraid. And even if we are afraid, it's what you do with it, right?
Absolutely. And the reality is that the aperture for non-conservative content is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And, you know, you can't, you know, I'm watching CNN go farther right. MSNBC has lost almost 57% of their audience because of Morning Joe.
Yeah.
And the reality is our voices are very important.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, modeling courage, that's what I was talking to Tara about this week is, you know, I think we can take some lessons from how they fight because, you know, Michael Steele and David Frum are two of the only people that spoke truth to power right to Joe Scarborough's face about not bending the knee, you know, and obviously that's what, you know, Olivia Troy's doing and George Conway, people that are you know, speaking out about the danger that we are heading into.
Absolutely. I
should have posed a question. I'm sorry.
No, it's true, though, because I think that people, that the mistake that you see people make over and over again is thinking that there's a way. See, I know crazy evil. I know crazy evil. It's
she
one
does.
Of my superpowers. And I can tell you there's no way to appease crazy evil. There's no way to get on the good side of it because it's crazy and evil. So there's nothing you can do. So these moves to try to protect themselves, not only are they demoralizing and show an absolute lack of, you know, courage and principle and ethics, but they aren't going to work. Yeah. They don't keep them safe from anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we were saying, it's just so heartbreaking. I don't know if you saw any of the Lawrence O'Donnell interview. Biden was sharp. All you have to do is look at the statistics of his record on what a great job he did. And here he is leaving with a 36% approval rating. And Francis, to your point, I put that directly at the feet of the mainstream media.
Yes, absolutely. Stephanie, it is so difficult for me to, after the election, watch mainstream media because I am angry. Yeah. I am angry how they treated Joe Biden. I am angry that they did put Trump on the same level as Harris and Biden.
Well, I said, it sums it up. That reporter said, when he got the Middle East peace deal, he said, oh, who do you think gets credit, you or Trump? And Biden turned around and said, is that a joke? I mean, they've been working on this for 15 months. This is the exact framework that Biden put forward. But you know, whatever Netanyahu does, he's going to give Trump credit. this is, you know, to the soundbite we just played, right?
Yeah, but that's the media. You know, this is why I haven't been able to turn them back on, because I think they're learning the wrong lesson. The lesson isn't to go more right. The lesson is to do your job and do investigative reporting. Do the reporting of the news. Get to the truth. What I cannot stand and will not tolerate anymore is the false equivalencies, is the both sides do it, is the acting like these things are the same when they're not. And the fact is that Biden, if he had given a speech every single day telling you all the things he has been doing and his administration has been doing, it wouldn't have gotten through to people because they wouldn't have printed it or aired it.
Yeah.
They are the ones who are supposed to be telling us what's going on, and they haven't. They have focused on salacious garbage. They have allowed Trump and his whims to control what they report. And I can't even feel bad for them because I'm like, get it together. Do your job. And do you know how many people have been turned off from the news before this? I know so they didn't
many
vote.
People.
They didn't
That's
vote.
Why. This is the problem. You know, like we can't even engage people because they're so turned off by the media.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what fascism hopes for is that you tune out and you are in despair and you don't fight back. And so that's what tomorrow night's all about in the beginning of Resistance 2.0 and whatever that's going to look like. Because you're absolutely right. We just talked about the number one Google search yesterday is what's an oligarchy? Because President Biden, right, like the day after the election, what is a tariff? Mm-hmm. Can I change my vote? I mean, unfortunately, they're taking all of us. But this is going to be, as we keep saying, the biggest, like, find out after the F around that we've ever seen. This headline this morning for Angela: Trump ran on promise to lower grocery prices. Few Americans now believe he will. He's already said, oh, that, no, I can't do that. I mean,
That's a lie, because that isn't what he ran on. What he ran on is, I'm going to punish black and brown people. That's what he ran on.
Yeah.
And everybody tries to say it's the price of eggs that made them vote, and that's not true. Yeah. That is not why they
Everybody
did.
Says it. He hates the same people you do. You know, he'll make the same people suffer that you
want. And they're going to get that. They're going to get their spectacle.
Yes. Oh, let me tell you something. Day one, week one. It's going to start. That is, when you talked about, when you asked us earlier, how do we feel about Monday? It's not Monday. The Monday is them having their pageant. Tuesday is the day I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Look, we've been black all week, okay? All week.
And Monday to Friday?
Black again.
Yeah.
We're going to be black again. And you are, and everybody's joining us. Welcome.
Welcome
to your orientation packet.
This is the story I'm reading from. Trump now faces low public confidence in his ability to fulfill one of his top campaign promises, lowering the price of groceries, according to a new AP poll. Most Americans, many of whom cast their ballot on that pledge, do not believe he will bring them relief. Trump said, from the day I take, just a review, if you recall any of this, from the day I take the oath of office, we will rapidly drive prices down and make America affordable again, he said on the campaign trail. Prices will come down. You just watch. They'll come down fast. As you recall, everything will happen very quickly, very, very quickly now. He said, but Trump, your incomes will soar, your net worth will skyrocket, your energy costs, grocery prices will come tumbling down. He repeatedly vowed to voters he would get prices down and inflation, even slash your prices. Oh, he's like Crazy Eddie.
Insane.
I must be insane. Then after winning the election, he told Time Magazine, if the prices of groceries don't come down, will your presidency be a failure? He said, I don't think so. I'd like to bring them down, but it's hard to bring things down once they're up. Who said that? The spinners? I think we already knew that, didn't we? That what goes...
Okay. Was it the spinners?
I don't know.
Oh, my.
So
where we are.
2 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident Trump will be able to lower the cost.
Oh, 2 in 10?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Christopher.
2 in 10.
It was blood, sweat, and tears.
Thank you very much. Sorry. Yeah. I apologize to all three of them.
All the tears and all the sweat.
Yes, and all. Uh-huh. Particularly,
okay, that was good.
Particularly
that was
the blood.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
That
61% slightly or not at all confident in his ability to lower the cost of food and groceries. 4 in 10. That's almost 40%, Chris.
Yes, I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Very
yes.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Identified the economy and jobs as the most important issue facing the country. 6 in 10 of those voters cast their ballot for Trump. Dear God.
Yeah. Right.
Our employment rate is very low.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. 50-year low for those of you.
Yeah, 50-year low. I mean, at the end of the day, Angela's absolutely right. These people did not vote on the economy, and we all know they didn't.
Yeah.
It's the lie we keep telling ourselves.
To your point out here in L.A., who are they blaming for the fires? Black lady mayor? Lesbian fire chief. There you go.
You saw that coming a mile away. As soon as I saw the fire chief, I was like, oh, they're going to try to pin this on you.
Yep.
They sure are.
I mean, the crazy conspiracies that I'm reading online is insane. That there was a laser, and that started the fires from the government, and that it doesn't burn the it doesn't burn the color blue.
What?
The fires couldn't burn.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
It's insane.
Our new ambassador to Hollywood. They were commissioned. They were started on purpose by
Democrats.
To something, build more high density housing, something.
Something
I don't,
like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's for brown and black people. I know that. Whatever it is. It's about taking stuff from good white children and giving it to criminal black and brown ones. That's what it is. I mean, I can't.
I know.
I can't. Well, you know, if we had dealt with this problem properly after the Civil War, we wouldn't be here. Okay? But instead we acted like, okay, let's let bygones be bygones. Today's a new day. We don't want to dwell on that whole insurrection and trying to take over the country thing.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Yeah. Look at Harry Dunn's thoughts on being beaten with a Confederate flagpole on January 6th. Oh, my God. Okay, and then see how quickly he pardons January 6th, right?
I don't know that he will.
Oh. I'm going to tell you,
I know Crazy Evil. I don't know that he will.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm with you, Angela.
Wow. All right.
He'll be like, legally, I can't. They said I can't. Pelosi won't let me.
Yeah.
Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, good for her for not showing up at the inauguration. First of all, he blamed her for January 6th and said it was her fault. Yeah. Tried to send someone to kill her that killed her husband. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
Oh. I think it's a mistake for people to go to it, period. I applaud Michelle Obama not going.
Thank you.
I really do believe, and I saw some article that really leaned in hard on the she's not fake, she can't do that. And I don't, obviously none of us know what her reasons are. But what I do firmly believe is that part of the problem here, a big part of it that we've been complaining about from the mainstream media and from like the cable news especially, is mainstreaming these behaviors, mm-hmm. is normalizing them. And I think showing up to the inauguration of a man who tried to overthrow a free and fair election in this country,
yeah.
who has called for the violence against all the other people on stage with him,
yeah.
you know,
has told racist lies about her and her family for years.
I don't think that you're maintaining. I get that, you know, we used to have this peaceful transfer of power, but he wrecked that. Mm-hmm. We don't have that record anymore. And we have 0 days without an insurrection. You know what I'm saying? We're back at that. The workplace injury days, zero.
Yeah.
So I'm like, the reality here is I don't think it serves anyone to pretend to act like it's normal because it makes everybody think it's normal and it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Someone's got to stop this normalization train and it's going to be us. Okay.
It's up to us.
Yeah. 21 minutes after the hour.
No pressure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation.
That's right.
It's an easy way to remember it. Okay, that's the sound I make every time Trump says something new.
Yeah.
Freedom from religion. You think we're going to need that now? Right, because God sent the fires to L.A. because fill in the blank something, black ladies, lesbians.
Need it to guard against Pete Hegseth.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
Freedom from Religion Foundation. They're a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, advocating for science and reason.
Science!
In government, someone's got to do it. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You will get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today. Or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty, which is different than...
Liberty.
Individual liberty.
Individual religious. Liberty.
Right. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like our Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Karen in Chicago, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Good morning. I'm so sorry I'm not going to be able to see you guys this weekend, but I will be watching from home. And let me just say, if there is a God, there will be a photograph of Francis and The Rock. I mean, Harry Dunn. And I also want to say, listen, I agree with you ladies. You know what? The way I look at it is I have gone to mainstream media for my information. They're going to have to come to us now, because I am done with it. As long as the, you know, Joe the talking meat puppet and Mika Know Your Place Brzezinski are allowed to have as much airtime as they do, I'm not going on MSNBC either anymore. I'm not going to go there.
See, I disagree because I think we have such amazing, you know, great truth tellers there. And I'm really thrilled Rachel Maddow's coming back full time, you know, at least for now. And I just, that's the thing. There's so many great voices. You know,
they're going to have to, they're going to have to cut them.
Is if they gave all of us a shot.
Honestly. Yeah. But I'm at the point, they need to cut them. I'm done with that.
I agree.
Then, yeah, I mean, I'll feel better about it. I'm not saying that I never tune in. Like, I do tune in to Lawrence.
And yes. Francis said it. I mean, that's why morning shows are so important, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because it does. It sets up the whole day. And they have such great talent they could put in that slot. And I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
They bent the knee first. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what seems, you know, to me unforgivable on what's supposed to be the liberal channel, you know. And I don't know if you saw it. They tried to use Obama being civil to Trump because he got stuck next to him at Carter's funeral as, you know, to defend again. They're going down to kiss the ring. And it's not the same thing.
No.
No. And number one, you're not. You were never president of the United States.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. I've stunned Frangela into silence. 29 minutes after the hour. More Fridays with Frangela next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Wisconsin child has died from the flu. Health officials say they live in the northern part of the state. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say the flu has been deadly here every year over the last two decades. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Tom Haupt.
Children under five are at higher risk for complications from influenza and RSV, for that matter, and COVID, just because of their age. But also pediatric hospitalizations, if they have any kind of underlying illnesses, whether it's diabetes, asthma, anything that would lower their immune system does increase their possibility of having complications from these particular viruses.
On average, 1 to 6 Wisconsin kids succumb to the illness each year. Depending on the strain, 5 to 20% of people can get the flu each year, according to the American Lung Association. And now there's another complication, one that has grown since the start of the pandemic, vaccine hesitancy. Fewer and fewer people are getting their flu shot each year.
We're running at 31% statewide right now, which is disappointing. It's a little bit lower than last year, but it continues that decline. It's frustrating because we want to get this message out to people as to the complications and what can happen if the person who is at high risk does come down with complications. Unfortunately, we have this pediatric death.
Haupt says we're approaching the peak of illness season between flu, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, only 16% of eligible Wisconsinites have an updated shot. Meanwhile, 22% of people above 60 have their RSV vaccine. To find a vaccine near you, you can call your doctor's office, your local pharmacy, or your local health department. For more news, you can head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mostly cloudy, warm winter day with high temperatures tapping the low 40s. All ahead of a cold front moving through this evening, sparking up a few flurries tonight, alongside breezy winds, slapping wicked wind chills on top of crashing temperatures. Overnight lows fall to 10 but feel sub-zero. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiskCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiskCaregiver.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's not an option. It's...
Last year, I was on this show, and Nancy Mace was sitting right here, and she refused to call Kamala Harris by her correct name. Then afterwards, she went on Twitter and called me a boy. And so now this week she's suddenly upset that Jasmine Crockett used the word child, which was not even a direct reference to her, in the conversation that they had in the House Oversight Committee. So I have two words for Nancy Mace, and it's not directed at you, Nancy. Child, please.
Keep boinking.
God bless us.
How about that, Nancy Mace? Challenging Jasmine Crockett to a physical fight this week. How do you think that would end for Nancy Mace? I was saying, wasn't she in a full body cast just from a trans person here saying hello to her?
Yeah.
See, these people don't understand the strength we have right now, okay? Okay? We are ready. You don't push us.
Yeah.
Because
let me tell you something.
Edge.
Let me tell you something. When drama's pulled so tight that you dare not strike it.
Mm-hmm.
You dare not strike it. When I tell you it would take nothing for me to pop off.
There's such
all of
snowflakes.
My atoms are like,
we were just saying that yesterday. There's such snowflakes. Like, you know, that's a commonly used, you know, expression, mm-hmm. obviously, by some African-American women, child. She wasn't calling her a child, but
okay,
literally.
If they need to hear.
You want to take this outside is her response. Sorry, go ahead, Angela. What's that?
I call her child. Like, I don't know why we get into these conversations. You know, like, I'm like, who cares?
Hey,
I'm done with the people.
Let me tell you something. Their president has called women far worse.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. That's what
okay?
I mean. It's never a two-way street.
Mm-hmm. And so if she wants to start correcting people, tell her to start correcting her boss first.
Yeah, exactly. It's Michael Steele said it. You know, civility is a two-way street. You know, like, right? This person that has name-called almost every human being, and not mm-hmm. even just Democrats, Republicans he doesn't like or disagree with him. And now suddenly we're the ones that are supposed to be civil. And, you know, Michelle Obama is supposed to, show up. Yeah, go
people
ahead.
Confuse civility with fake, with denial of reality and truth. Civility is we can sit in a room, we can have a conversation, but you're not going to disrespect me, and we're not going to act like we don't know each other. You know, like, we're not going to sit here and have this ha 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 ha, that's on stage, off stage. No, there is no on stage, off stage unless you are actually an actor. This is life. You don't get to treat me one way and another way, and I'm supposed to act like that's okay. So, I mean, I don't require that out of human beings. I don't require it out of leadership. And these people are violent. They are awful. We have watched them put people in life-threatening situations over and over again with their words.
Yeah.
You do not have to act like you're somehow, they're not doing that. And it's just not okay.
So, speaking of Republican women, Kristi Noem is it her hearing?
Is it her hearing
going,
for Homeland Security or whatever?
Puppies!
Yeah.
Secure the dogs. Mm-hmm. Kristi Noem is...
She's awful.
They really are. They're just like one Republican woman is more awful than the last one. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we played earlier, being to somebody. Who was it? Oh, Martin O'Malley. Okay. Her boyfriend is that. This is a big bag of rat story for Angela. Yep. Enjoy.
My boyfriend.
MAGA TV host Brian Glenn. Oh God. He's got to see those toes in bed. Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend flew into a rage over Republicans who are standing in the way of Trump's agenda. He had a meltdown on whatever stupid right douche canoe outlet he's on.
All right.
He argued that MAGA's biggest obstacle to get things done at this point is not the Democrats. Ooh, fight, fight, fight. He complained that Republicans like Tom McClintock have opposed some of Trump's tax cut proposals. He said, so my message to every Republican out there that thinks the American people voted them into office, they didn't. They voted Donald Trump into office. Fight, fight, fight. We just have to hope that they're all going to fight each other and then implode. Before, I don't know.
Just, you know, was it so much to ask that we wouldn't have to do this before they were in office so much? I mean, we got no kind of break.
That's what I said.
No,
I said it feels like we've already had 4 years.
Yes.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even officially started.
How was it? More exams than I'm ready. Okay. We can almost not even speak real sentences. Okay. It seems like Bonnie and I. Okay. That's like Bonnie, right? Like Bonnie's underbite.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Bonnie could speak.
Here's something in our bailiwick. The FCC chairman used her final weeks in office to take a stand on behalf of the First Amendment. What?
Oh, my
By
God.
By dismissing, because that's only going to be for right-wingers, right?
Sure.
Once this whole thing starts. By dismissing four high-profile petitions, she said, attempted to weaponize the agency's authority for political purposes. It was this ridiculous Trump, you know, saying he's going to sue over the Kamala Harris interview because they edited. Mm-hmm. They edit every interview, including it. Like, that's not a First Amendment violation. It's just, she said the FCC should not be the president's
speech police.
Yeah. But, I mean, God knows what that's
going to
be.
I mean, what kills
like.
Me is them acting like they... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It keeps cutting out, I think.
Oh.
That's why.
No, we can hear you.
No, they keep acting as if they respect people's votes. Like this idea that who they voted into office, like, you care. You didn't care for the last 4 years who we voted for, now you do?
Right.
Like, they just, I can't. With the reality, the don't tell me it's raining when you squatting over me. Don't do it.
Could I have my dating game music? Because Frangela loves to talk about Don Jr.'s various...
Let's go.
Now, is the Kimberly Guilfoyle, is that more like, what am I thinking of? How Stella got her groove back? Or where is the, where they throw the clothes out and start them on fire?
No, that's Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, Waiting to Exhale. Okay.
Yes.
Look at you, Chris. You know, black lady in Power of the Movies.
I know all of them. I love all of them.
I was...
But they threw them like all the way to Greece and then lit them on fire.
Right. Right.
Kimberly Guilfoyle mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then lit a cigarette off the flames. Yep.
So Trump Sr. is not a fan of Donald Trump Jr.'s new girlfriend, uh-oh. Bettina Anderson. Multiple sources close to the family are raising the alarm about the relationship. Seven friends of the Trump family who spoke with Mediaite said they are deeply troubled by the budding relationship between Trump Jr. and the 38-year-old social media influencer.
Oh, okay.
One friend of Trump Jr.'s said they called to warn him that Anderson had an alleged reputation for hard partying and a pattern of dating wealthy men. What? Wait, so Don Jr. is going to be, because she's a hard partying cocor gold digger?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, Don Jr. is on coke.
All day long, allegedly.
Why does it feel like they might be perfect for each other? I don't
know. I know. It seems like
that's a bad thing, but she's a hard partying. I don't know.
Oh, and being a Sid and Nancy type
thing.
Do
we have an ambassador to Luxembourg? Because I'm feeling like that's in her future.
Okay. Oh, pardon me for the snort. Susan in Florida, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Suze.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
I had to call you and say happy birthday to Chris and happy birthday to Jody.
Tomorrow, yes.
Yes, tomorrow. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday
week for everyone. But
yes.
The funny thing is my daughter called me this morning. She says, Mom, you can't believe who was born on your birthday. Michelle Obama, Ben Franklin, Jim Carrey, James Earl Jones, Muhammad Ali, all these wonderful people. That she said, there's one bad one. And I go, who? And she said, Kid Rock. And I'm like, oh, God, why is he born on the same day? Just wonderful people and then him. So
yeah.
Made my day, but kind of made it a little sad.
Aww.
So I hope everybody
But those good ones
still
outweigh him.
Yeah.
Don't focus on the bad. Focus on the good.
Exactly.
No, we have to salute our Capricorn goats, don't we? We have a lot of, right? Aren't you? Yes. including Taylor Swift, who tried to warn us. Oh, boy. That's going to be all of us for the next 4 years, just screaming goats. He did. What? No.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Cindy in D.C. is waiting for us. You're on with Frangela. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to talk with you, and I just wanted to say I will see you with my son tomorrow night.
Yay.
And I bought tickets for Christmas for him for the meet and greet, and I flew in. From your hometown. I'm actually from Lockport.
Oh, my God. Wow. Up the transit from Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Tanawanda.
Yeah, absolutely. And he and I flew 2 years ago and met in Chicago when you did the show. I believe it was September of 22.
Wow.
And yes,
I flew from home and he flew from Minneapolis. And so this will be our second show, but our first meet and greet.
Well, you know what?
I can't
I'm super huggy anyway, these guys can tell you, but I'm going to be really clingy. I have to warn you, at this meet and grow up, I might not let go once I start hugging.
That's fine with me. I can't tell you how much I love you guys, all of you, and how much you have helped me get through the last few years. I won't go into all the sad backstory, but, you know, it's just, you said, everybody's going through something, and you were the highlight and are the highlight of my day.
Aw, well, we couldn't do this without you. We got you, Cindy. We can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Can't wait to see you. Bye-bye.
So much love. See? That's what we're saying. Like, you know, just us going through the fires this week in L.A. We're all going through something. You know, people have friends dealing with medical issues. It's just, you know, it's going to be, self-care is going to be so important. I keep saying this, like, you know, and you guys were saying it, whether you got to take a break from mainstream media, you got to, whatever it is you got to do for self, you know, I bicycle, whatever you have to do for self-care, you know. And I just, like, that's why I keep saying I think humor is going to be our best weapon, don't you?
That's right.
I think so, too.
And I'm going to hold all of the rage. I'm going to hold all of your rage inside me. And I'm going to let it smolder and burn, and I'm going to stoke it. I'm going to put more fuel into it. And one day soon.
Angela V. Shelton will officially be the keeper of the rage of the Stephanie Miller Show. Give it all to her. She'll store it inside.
Give it all to me. Take care of you. Let me hold it. Let me cradle it. Let me love it like a mama.
It's so sweet.
Like only a mama can.
It's creepy at the same time.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She's going to tend to it. She's going to tend to it.
Tend to it.
You should have a whole baby. Yeah, like a baby chicken.
I'm going to chew up the pain and put it in its little mouth. I am.
It's like something out of Ghostbusters. I don't know if you're Gozer or the Keymaster, but there's something you're just holding all the. Right.
I'm going to hold all of it.
Yeah.
And then when I pop off, everybody's going to have to act like they didn't see it.
Yeah. And then you're going to be like
that. All fall in line.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Woman of rage just walking down.
That's
the,
what I'm saying.
Let me do it. I'm good at it. And I'll just be running around naked screaming.
That's Francis's bag. Hey, Ray in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Ray.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're on with Frangela.
Hi. I'm glad I could finally get on with Frangela. That's interesting. Hmm. I was going to say that if anybody hasn't mentioned it before, there's a rally taking place in St. Paul, Minnesota, starting at the St. Paul College and going to the St. Paul Capitol on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, there's lots of marches all over the country. Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that so we've got some airtime. It's sponsored by the local channel that you're on, AM 9.
Oh, good. Is there a buffet near there? Is it reasonable? I'm just kidding. All right, have fun. There's always a reasonable buffet somewhere in Minnesota.
That took me back to the very first days of the Stephanie Miller Show. We were on in one city, and so it became a community calendar.
Yes,
kind of thing.
They would tell us what events were happening at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, exactly.
Columbus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a yard sale on Maple.
That's exactly the kind of stuff that we would get.
And can I just say, Angela, there is virtually always a yard sale on Maple. I know. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Willow Street. It was right near Maple. I'm telling you, there was always. Yeah, okay.
But that corner is where all of it goes down.
All right, 47 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments. Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family. When you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ, good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. It's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to AHRQ.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Jody just handing me yet another historic Joe Biden accomplishment. President Joe Biden has announced on Friday the ERA has officially been affirmed. And may even, hand us Middle East peace, depending on what douchebag Netanyahu decides to do on his way out the door, along with the best economic record ever. Okay, here's, would you like some more doom and gloom? Hi, we're doom and gloom in the morning, everybody. As Trump prepares to take the oath of office, Americans are attempting to minimize their own financial burden by purchasing foreign-made goods before his proposed tariffs go into effect. Oh, good, we're going to be in that, like, COVID, can anyone find toilet paper? Face again. Large retailers like Walmart have already warned that any new tariff will be passed along to customers because, of course, it will. Mm-hmm. How about this? The Canadian firefighters, of course, are here helping us, mm-hmm. even though Trump insults them daily, saying we're going to invade them, take them over, whatever. The Canadian government not taking Trump's tariff threats lying down, planning to take retaliatory measures that will hit his home state of Florida. The Canadian government planning a series of retaliatory tariffs that would hit American-made orange juice, a major export of Florida. That could be just the start of retaliatory tariffs that could hit American wallets in coming months. That's the part no one even talks about, with what a bad idea tariffs are. We haven't gotten to that part of it. Nope. Other countries are going to retaliate.
Right. Going to find out. We're going to really learn what a tariff is the hard way. They're going to tariff us with tariffs, and we're going to learn.
The tariff on maple syrup is going to be really bad.
Yeah, oh, what? Oh, eh?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And Canadian bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say, I need another bag of rat story just right. Because Laura Loomer, noted right-wing lunatic, claims Elon Musk, she's fighting with Elon Musk, as is Steve Bannon, correct?
Yes, they both
yes.
It's hard to keep track of which rats are fighting with, okay. She says that Elon Musk has punished her for speaking out. Is this what we can expect over the next 4 years? Yes, Laura. Will the base be erased by the checkbooks of big tech billionaires? Yes. Joe Biden just warned you about that. Oh, well. Why is this egregious censorship of the base being tolerated? Will the base still matter or just the billionaires? Oh, sweet summer child. Oh, another sweet summer child.
And might I point out that he just had another rocket explode.
Yes,
oh, that was a rapid unscheduled
disassembly.
That's not an explosion.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? You got to give it to him. That was a rapid, planned extraction, extractable moment. It was a happy-plosion.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a happy-plosion.
Who's up next on the wildly unqualified cabinet appointees? Tulsi Gabbard reportedly failed to impress key Republican senators who would oversee her confirmation hearing. Now it's being revealed she may have previously bungled a key moment in the effort to recover American hostage Austin Tice. I'm going to guess because I'm sucking up to Assad or something. It's just, they're all so unqualified. It really, it's kind of hard to pick a favorite, isn't it?
If you gave us the task, Frangela, come up with the most ridiculous cabinet ever, I don't think we could do this well.
Mm-mm. No.
And I'm confident in our abilities in a lot of ways, but I don't think we could have done WWE and Rick Gnome and all. I just don't think so.
And Mr. I'll stop drinking if you let me run the Pentagon.
Like, come on.
And then he just said in the hearing, they said, well, will you resign if you start drinking? No.
No.
That's he's not going to stop drinking.
This one I dig in. Totally. I'm better at running a Defense Department drunk.
He might as well just have said that.
I'm better doing it drunk.
Might as well have said that. Are you kidding? Yeah. The stress of that job? I'm going to be hammered 100% of the time.
I'm going to start using crack.
Tanya is at the airport on her way to Sexy Liberal D.C. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Steph and Frangela and Chris. It's so good to talk to you all. I am at the Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City waiting to board my flight.
Sweet.
So I can see the big show tomorrow night with my best friend, Lauren, Virginia. We were at the last D.C. Liberal Sexy Meet and Grope, and can't wait this time to get to grope Frangela.
I know.
That is like a lifelong dream come true.
Oh, yeah?
All right, if you need to find Frangela, she will be like frisking around Harry Dunn's ankle. She'll be the...
Yes.
She'll be the little lady...
I'll be polite about it. I'll be polite, make sure I have consent.
Right. Yes.
We'll see you there. Everybody cannot wait for the picture of Harry Dunn and Francis.
That's how you do a call, people. She's an excellent caller.
She was
got
excellent.
The voice, said the stuff.
Yep.
Said
the thing. Got the plug in. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with a reported $250 million expected to flow into Trump's inauguration coffers with tech billionaires and business executives providing a substantial amount of the cash, reporting is that much of it will end up being excess. Where do you think that's going to go? Where do you think that cash will go?
Maybe in his pockets?
Legal fund?
We don't have no more legal cases now.
Everyone's trying to kiss the ring and curry favor with the new administration. We are hopeful this new administration will be friendlier than the previous one. Yeah. It is disgusting what is going on. You know what? Not bending the knee central starts tomorrow night in Washington, D.C. Resistance 2.0. Never kissing the ring. My
legs are locked.
Go to sexyliberal.com. Get those pay-per-view or live in-person tickets. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
See you tomorrow night.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome in former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
We'll talk about all the big changes on State Street and take a look at his last few entries on X. Weird ones.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Attorney General says he welcomes this morning's Supreme Court decision upholding the law that bans TikTok in the United States on national security grounds. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more from Washington.
The justices explain at length how a law like this one meets a significant government interest of protecting the United States' national security for a number of concerns over Chinese collection of Americans' data and also their use, alleged use of the platform to spread propaganda in the United States.
The ban will go into effect Sunday, but the statement says enforcement and implementation will fall on the next administration. President-elect Trump says he spoke about TikTok in his call this morning with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. President Biden also announced the Equal Rights Amendment should be considered a ratified addition to the Constitution, but the National Archives has previously said it did not take place before a congressional deadline. And better conditions in Southern California helping fire crews today. This is ABC News.